Welcome to the Wanderers History Podcast. I'd like to apologize, first of all, for sounding a bit nasally. I've been hit by a bit of a cold or flu or whatever this is. Just wanted to tune in and wish all of you a happy Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year. This year, I've tried to put out more content, and I was happy to be able to finish, for example, the history of the 16th century Venetian doges, and link that with previous series as well. I was able to start the Traveler Diaries in the 16th century Mediterranean series, mainly focused on accounts from Excepta Cipria and looking at the travels of merchants, diplomats, navigators, etc. in the Eastern Mediterranean. We've got a few more episodes remaining of that series to go. And with time, I might come back to maybe travels of folks and travelers in Northern Africa, the Levant, and so on and so forth. With my full-time jobs, it's been a bit more difficult to write and record and post more materials. And I'm hoping in 2023 to be able to release some new materials that will also look into the 17th century. That's right. We might be going a bit further, but we won't for sure abandon the 16th century. I will want to do a long-term series focused on the 30 Years' War, and at the moment I'm thinking of making 30 episodes with the 30 years and what had happened there, but also have some episodes built more thematically, looking at figures such as Cardinals Richelieu, Mazarin, Maximilian I, Elector of Bavaria, Swedish King Gustav Adolf, Chancellor Oxenstierna. The possibilities are so numerous there, and I could easily, if I had the time, do even like 100 episodes on that. There's such a vast subject if you also take into account context, what preceded before 1618, but also after, because 1648 with the Westphalian peace process is such a cataclysmic and game-changing event for European history that you can easily do a lot of episodes on that. And I'm really looking forward to go back into this subject, which has always been of great interest to me. As I think I've mentioned this before, it was my special subject in the fourth year of history in my undergrad degree, so the most important subject in fourth year. But I've done other courses throughout honors as well. At the same time, I was also thinking about releasing here and there episodes about some of my favorite history books, not necessarily reviews, but more of my opinions and why I think these books are important for the study of a specific subject or period in history. What the body of work of the author means to me and how it drew me to read more of his or hers books. And I've got so many books and examples here that I want to talk about, from Brodel's Mediterranean to many of Geoffrey Parker's books to Peter Wilson's European Tragedy and to a new book which I've been reading right now. It's been released this December of 2022, entitled The Glasgow Sugar Aristocracy, and it's a phenomenal book telling a lot about Glasgow's imperial past and the role that a certain segment of society at the time played and benefited through slavery, through the sugar trade and so on and so forth. So there's plenty of material that I would want to get into the new year. I'll just need to be able to find a bit of time to be able to do this. But that is all in all the plan for next year. So a few more episodes of this current series, and then we will delve into what I think is a fascinating history of the 30 Years' War. Just need to think more about the structure of that series as a whole, because I want to make it cohesive and easy to understand, as I hope these all of my episodes have been. Not the you know, experienced historian, but also to the casual listener who just wants to learn more about a specific subject or subjects in history. So plenty of material to get into next year. I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode and to my very nasally voice right now. Thank you for listening to the podcast in general. Wish all of you a happy new year. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. And until the next time, all the best.